I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
Everybody, and welcome to Sean Hammer. This will be the first time I'm recording in my basement at my paint desk, so there'll be some weird noises you hear that normally you don't hear, like my chair creaking, stuff like that. I will be assembling a crew today, and that crew will be the Boss Baseball, whatever corset. Yep, I drank the Kool-Aid. I am going with the Frontier. I had to have them. I put it off for the longest time. Couple months. Couldn't take it no more. I did it. Reason I did it is because I've been freaking painting everything in sight. As for a lot of everybody out there, you know that we have this little thing going around called the coronavirus COVID-19, and some people have actually been quarantined, especially taking it seriously if they have pre-existing conditions such as myself with MS and stuff. So taking it pretty seriously and taking it day by day, not going outside too much, not trying to get killed, stuff like that. I'd rather kind of like being alive, I guess, some days. More than others, I suppose. So, I've been just freaking mainly just pumping out shit left and right. I mean, I even painted two goblins that I had sitting around forever. I mean, like, literally forever for my Blood Bowl. Blood Bowl? Yeah, my Blood Bowl team. And I started working on other Blood Bowl pieces that I should have had done already, but I'm a shitty person. That being said, I've been painting a lot of stuff. I got my Queen Gong done. I even worked out a Kabuki warrior, even though there is no such thing as a Kabuki warrior, because they didn't put out yet. So, but I made one. I had a random Ten Thunders brother laying around. I thought I ordered the box, but I apparently ordered one, and I was like, well, I want all three, so I'll get them eventually, but I took the one and made him a Kabuki warrior. Simple as that. Been painting up my, let's see, I finished up my Sheamus crew. That was unpleasant, so that's pretty cool. Let's see. I did the Sheamus crew, so that was nice. Sorry, I'm getting messages back and forth. People just seeing me online, they're like, oh, you're on, you want to know stuff. One day I'll do this in video, I swear. If you can, like, live. I don't know, so people can watch it. I like to do it when I'm painting. There's no fun in watching somebody snip apart models and and trying to decide where the freaking pieces go because they don't want to download the shitty blueprints, because they are not that great, to be honest with you. They're just not that great. Let's see, so I got my Sheamus crew done. I got my I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I got the whole giant thing going on. Bought the entire crew. I got a really good deal on some Cyclopses box for $20. Like, what? So that made it all worth the while. I'm going to get this airbrush thing down. I've been getting a lot, like I said, a lot of stuff done. It's been pretty neat. Outside of, I think Cooper Jones is the gremlin shooting the flame. I have all my Tri-Chi done. I mean, I could pretty much go without that model. I think it looks kind of crappy, but I've been working on some War Cry. I guess Unmade put together. I got my Corvus Cabal. I got my Night Hunt pretty much done. I'm using the Lady Ollander is with two Banshees as a spirit host because, well, I'm never gonna play Age of Sigmar. And everyone's like, oh, well, you know, well, why didn't you save it for Warhammer Fantasy's coming back? And I was like, well, because I took all my Warhammer Fantasy and I put them on multi bases for Kings of War. And yeah, pretty much not going back to that now. Let's see. Seamus, check. Tri-Chi, check. Seamus, Tri-Chi. Oh, I finished up. I did the end of the day. I did the whole Latigo reinforcement set with Pistoleros and a Monster Hunter, so that made me feel good. That's pretty cool. Got them done. Yeah, I've just been painting a lot of stuff, and it's been pretty nice, and I've been posting it, trying to do daily posts every day on my podcast. Not my podcast, my Facebook page, Sean Hammer. So check it out. I mean, every day's posted like number one of the Michigan shutdown. Just a little inspiration to say, hey, you know, can take this time to get shut down and put this extra time to use. I mean, I could be painting more and stuff, I'm sure, but lucky I'm getting that done, right? I mean, I'm not saying you guys are lucky I'm getting done. I mean, I'm saying I'm lucky I'm getting done. This COVID stuff, I don't know. Some people say it's pretty serious. Others saying it's government trying to put out control, push our limitations, see what they can do. Blah, da, da. I think it's a big old money grab amongst the political parties. And the whole stimulus check is a bunch of bull crap, how they put it out. It's kind of like watching a whole dirty cop movie, you know. You got the rookie cop sitting at the table, and there's a dirty cop getting paid off for something, and the other cops look at the rookie, and they say, what, you don't want to taste? That's what the stimulus check felt like to me. And there's like a whole bunch of people, and my kids included, that didn't even get it yet. So I don't know what the hell is going on with that. Our president's weird, I'm just going to say that. Don't know how to take anything he says. Nothing negative about it. I'm not bashing nobody. The president, not runner-up or nothing, but the guy running for president against them, Biden, he's a weird coot, isn't he? Bernie, he was weird too. I was just like, can't we get a freaking president nominee or a president that's not 150 years old? I don't know. In this whole COVID stuff, it's supposed to target old people, but all of our Congress is like a million. I mean, I got friends that sit there and say, well, you know, it's conspiracy, this, and that. And I was like, well, I can see where you would think that, but take it one step further. Is it conspiracy, or is all of government, you know, just, do they plan it? Who knows? Or all the senators and stuff, lizard people, who knows? You know, we can go that route, too, if you really want. So, a lot of stuff going on in the world. We even got murder hornets now, so seen a lot of funny stuff about Jumanji and on Facebook and stuff, so it's cute, I guess. Yes, they used the words cute people. So yeah, that's all that's been going on in the realm of Sean. I've just been painting stuff together, painting. Been pretty nice though. Not working is always great. Fortunate enough I have a job that pays me for not being at work. So that's cool. Negotiations coming up. Life and everything just seems to be alright. I got a new grandbaby. Little Leo. He's pretty cool. Had a birthday just recently this week. So 46 years old. Alive and well. Yeah, so I can't complain too much. Not playing a lot of games, as you would imagine. I don't think really anyone is. I haven't jumped into Vassal or nothing. My wife said she'd get a game in with Malifaux with me, so we'll see if that really happens. You know, we'll see. So, what else? Just painting. Been working on a lot of crap. Yeah, did I do any other orders of stuff? I got some, in love with them. Serious Play grass tufts and base inserts, or whatever you want to call it. Freaking great product, great company. Recommend it to anyone because they do a great job with their product. They're really good. I have no complaints. I think everyone should use them. It's my favorite grass tufts lately, even over top of Army Painter and stuff, and Woodland Scenics. I just dig the quality of merchandise, a product that they put out, so that's cool. Let's see, what else I got? Well, that's about it. If I can get any type of freaking regular show time, I'm, like I said, I'm gonna try and do this full time for you all. I gotta get together with everything. Gotta get my shit together. As we all know, that seems to be pretty much a freaking hard spot for me. But oh well, we'll get there, right? Let me go ahead and pause this for a moment. Hello? Okay, got a little thrown off their call. So, let's see, what will we be going over today? I talked about just the fact that I'm proud of myself for actually getting stuff done. No games, nothing new except for box sets coming out, but I picked up, like I said, the Frontier. It's pretty cool, basically, all in all. It's just, kind of just a guild, in essence. It can be argued right now until more stuff gets out. I seen that we're looking at getting a new creature for the Frontier, and it looks like a water thing, elemental of some sort or something. I don't know if that'd be released at Gen Con. If there is a Gen Con, I don't know, based on this whole social distancing, all that jazz, you know, the gist. So we got that. Okay, well, I don't know what to do with this. Really riveting radio, isn't it? Anyway. So pretty much the whole Frontier, for the most part, outside the Masters. Well, even the Masters, the dual Masters, we have McCabe and we have Cornelius Base Boss. Correct it for me. I'll go from there. As for right now, I butchered it, and that's how I'm saying it. But anyway, we have McCabe, who's basically, he's the Tin Thunder as before. He'll run with the Wastrels and Hucksters and stuff like that. And the boss guy, Bass, he runs with pretty much guild. You can buy them as guild pieces too, if you have some of the keywords and stuff to go with it, if you don't want to pay extra. Another thing he can do is a couple pieces have the keyword Frontier for Bass, and we're looking at Malifaux Raptors as a hiring choice, and also Paul Crockett, which I am gluing him together right now, and I like Paul Crockett. And I like him because he's kind of like a, well, kind of nothing. He is a American legend. It's supposed to be like David Crockett. And I got Neil Henry for my Foundry crew. Kind of only wish that Neil Henry could be part of the Frontiersmen, because they were the whole American tall tale thing going on. I think that would be cool, but he can't, so we'll go from there. I think something was missed. It'd be kind of cool if we could have him, because it'd be pretty sweet to have a Paul Bunyan type character in the Blue Axe, going around, so that would be pretty awesome. Blue ox, not axe. So, that's that. So we got some raptors, and we got offstringers, and they're frontiersmen too, so it just so happened to be I had some offstringers. I did purchase a Papa Loco, so I did bite the bullet on that one. So, yes, I was thinking about not running a Papa Loco in my whatchamacallit, Ortega crew. I was convinced otherwise that I should have him, so. And I happened to find one as a single model, so that was cool. Oh, what else I did too is I found, I ordered the cards. They had that site on their Facebook or Twitter where you can order the cards, so I ordered all the cards for the models I didn't have, such as my alternate Hamlin crew with that's Katniss, my grandbaby's Ulix crew, which is the my My Little Ponies. Unfortunately, we didn't get no My Little Ponies, which it looked like we were supposed to, but Adepticon didn't happen. Well, we'll get them. So that would be cool. Of course, I got all the whatchamacallit, the different cards for the alternate models I had, so I feel pretty good about it. Finally got it done, and well, good. That's all I gotta say. Let's see. So in the box set for Cornelius here, we have Cornelius, of course, because what kind of box set would it be if it didn't come with a master, right? We have Cornelius. We have Jonathan Reichhardt. He's executioner. Except he, taking a little different, what's that word I'm looking for? Different, taking life. He is executioner, but he's got some pretty dandy claws compared to the old ones. Not so much, but he's got different hood and stuff like that. And we'll go over his abilities and stuff in a few. Let me just finish gluing crap. So I just got Paul Crockett done. Okay, we have Bernadette Bass, which I didn't read the fluff. Don't know if it's his kid, sister, or niece. Don't know. We got three frontiersmen, which pretty silly. Not really. One looks Scottish. One, the lady doesn't look like any ethnicity, so we don't know. And there's a one that looks like a Native American. So, I mean, that one, I get that. So, that is what comes in the Bass box set. When I got it, it is a little bit more expensive than most of the other box sets out there. Some of the other box sets I picked up for like $35 on different Shiv games and stuff like this. I couldn't touch this one for under $45. So as for size of models, not really breaking the mold for price or anything. I mean, for size and being that much special than anything. So let's go ahead and go through the crew here. Let's see. Oh, if you hear music, that's because I'm trying to drown out some of the sound of my dad. And the fact that he has to have the TV up to, like, it's pretty loud. Okay, I am going over the cards through the Malifaux Crew Builder. Because I don't want to pause this and go get the cards again. So we have Cornelius Bass. Okay. If you are to buy him as a second master, he's 15 soul stones. Master Living Frontier. Defensive 6 with a 5 willpower. 5 movement. Size 2. He's on a 30mm base. Don't listen to me. 30mm, not 35. Looks like he's got home on the range. And I believe that would be their general thing that they get for the crew. And that allows them is home on the range plus 1. When deploying, every friendly model with this ability can employ plus 1 beyond this crew's deployment. So you get out there a little bit. He's got favorable terrain. This model's unaffected by severe terrain. While this model's in severe terrain, or one inch of impassable terrain as cover. Always good to have cover. He's got hard to kill. Decent. He's got a defense and is triggered with some crows. Tangled in the briars, after resolving, push this model 2 inches away from the attacking model. If this action was an attack action, and the attacking model is within 2 inches of severe terrain in this activation. So, now I'm going to kind of just dive into stuff. He's gunfighter. In all of his range attack actions, true to having a melee of 1. This guy, I know now who he's supposed to remind me of. I think he reminds me of Samuel Jackson off of The Hateful Eight. I could be wrong. I don't know. Okay, let's see. That's the front of his card. The back is, he's got a Chesterfield shotgun. Range 8, stat of 6, defense for the resist. 3, 4, 5 damage, all with a blast. With a ram trigger, he's got high noon. This model gains shielded plus 2. And with a crow, severe injury, model's damaged by this action, gains injured plus 1 for each crow in the action's final duel to maximum of injured plus 2. He's got caught in the quicksand. It's a 12-inch range, stat of 7, and resisted movement. This action ignores concealment. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage and gains injury plus 1. If the target is in severe terrain, place it within 1 inch of that terrain. If the target is in severe terrain, place it within 1 inch of that terrain, not in the terrain. So, when you're doing this, if you get a ram, sandworm, once per activation, immediately changes action's effect to target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, and you remove all destructible terrain within 3-inch pulse of the target. And with a crow, you get among the willows. Target must be in the terrain. Choose a terrain the target was in when this trigger was declared. Until the end of the phase, that terrain is treated as hazardous. Yeah, pretty cool. Tactical action, he has Stoic Nod. It's a healing, friendly. Other friendly model may heal. He's got a Claim Bounty. Remove all scheme markers within 4-inch pulse. For each marker removed by this activation, this model may draw the top card of its discard pile. So a little bit of discard manipulation. Not bad if you just flip the red joker and you like to have it in your hand, so why not? He's got Kick Up Dust. You're going to drop a 50mm concealing severe dust cloud marker anywhere within range, which will be 3-inch range. During the end phase, remove the dust cloud. But if you throw a mask in there, you get repositioned. Move this model up to 3 inches. So a little straightforward. I don't see any thing popping out to say, ooh, that puts me on like that guy is the stuff. But we'll see. Next up, we have Bernadette Bass. She's his totem. She's living. Frontier. 5 defense, 4 willpower. Movement 5, size 2. Like I said, these are dual faction, too. Frontier and Guild. Home on the range, so she's got that. Favorable terrain. She also has hard to kill, and she's got grit. Frantic. This model is at half of its maximum health, or less. Attack actions receive a plus to their duels and damage flip. It's attack action, so she's good. And what I'm seeing right now is nice that this is in totem that is not insignificant. So that's good. She's got herself a knife doing 1, 3, 4 damage with a critical strike. And she's got survival skills, so she gives her a trigger on an attack that allows her to heal. She's got Bring It. Target moves plus 2 towards this model, then target must make an attack action that cannot declare triggers targeting this model if able. Any damage flips from this generated action suffer negative. And she got a ram trigger, rip and tear, take a melee action targeting the same model, the action receives a plus to the duel. And she can kick up dust, but her trigger with kicking up dust is shifting terrain, push this marker up in 4 inches any direction. Okay. We go to hires, and we go right to Jonathan Reichhardt. He's going to be 10 points. He's the henchman, Living Frontier. 5 defense, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. For abilities, he's got home on the range 1, favorable terrain. He's disguised, so he can't be target of actions generated by the charge action. He's got hard to kill, and he's got grit hardened. While this model has half its maximum health or less, reduce all damage it suffers by plus 1. Oh, he's got the Executioner's Claws, Ranger 2. Target may not declare resistance triggers during this action. Target suffers 3, 4, 5 damage. Critical strike for the ram up to plus 2. And sweeping strike, when resolving, the target suffers blast damage. He's got Bring It. This is the same as the Bernadette, but with a crow trigger, he's got hold down. This model's is engaging the target. Another friendly model within line of sight up to the target may take a range action targeting the target, ignoring friendly fire. So he can hold you down, let his buddy shoot you. He's got the stoic nod, so they can heal, and he can kick up dust. This one has no triggers. Okay. Enforcers, and this is where we get the little Paul Crockett, and I'm going to run him. He is a Arcanist, but he's Frontier as well. It's Chimera, 6 cost, defense 5, willpower 5, 5 movement, size 2. He's got the Scent of Blood. After this model damages an enemy model, one friendly beast may discard a card to take a melee action targeting the enemy model. Any damage for generated by the action suffers a negative. Okay. Natural Musk. Enemy models within 2 inches or suffer negative to the damage duels. He's expert shot, so he ignores friendly fire. He has home on the range as well. He's got axe doing 2, 3, 5 damage. Bloody Fate with a tome. Draw a card. If it was target was not killed, discard a card. He's got long carbine. This is 2, 4, 5 damage with a mask as a trigger. Coordinated attack. Another friendly model may take a attack action, melee attack, targeting the same model. And he ignores friendly fire. So, okay. Let's see. He's got Forge. He can target enemy scheme marker. Draw the top card of this model's discard pile. So a little bit more of the whole... I want that back. He's got kick up dusk as well, with no trigger effect. Not entirely too bad. Let's see. We went to henchmen, enforcer, the rest are minions, boys and girls. And we got... Here we go with first. Let's go with what's in the box. I jumped to the shark on this one. Nope, that's not in the box. Frontiersmen. 5. You got 3 of these guys. Or girls. 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2, 5 cost. They have home on the range. Favorable terrain, this model is unaffected by severe terrain. And while this model is in severe terrain, or within 1 inch of a passable terrain, it has cover. His deputy, once per activation, after enemy model, damages the friendly frontier model within 6 inch aura. This model may discard a card to take a shooting action, which receives a plus targeting the enemy model. This model also has survivalist. When this model heals, it heals an extra additional plus 1 health. He's got a tomahawk doing 2, 3, 4 damage. With a tome trigger fuel kit. After resolving, one friendly model within 3 inch heals 1, 2, 3 damage. So, basically within 3, it's 2, 3, you're coming with me with a mask. Push the target up to 3 inches in any direction. Then place this model into base contact with it. These guys also have guns, clockwork revolvers, doing 2, 3, 5 damage. with puncture with a mask. When resolving this action's damage, Flip receives a plus for each ram in a total up to a maximum of 2. Severe injury with a crow, giving injured plus 1 for a maximum of injured plus 2. They can kick up dust. Okay, no trigger on it, and follow my path. Another friendly mono only, move target up to 2 inches. So they can get a little bit of movement with the crew. Not bad, 3 of them. Not a lot going on with the crew. You gotta get a little creative. I think it's just a little bit more flavorful fun. But we go for the rest of what you can have. And, the rest of everything else comes with something else. So let's go ahead and just start with the Offstringer. The Offstringer. Lovely. Defense 5, willpower 5, 5 movement, size 2, cost 7. These guys have home on the range, favorable terrain, and skybound ally. After this model deploys, it may attach a raptor upgrade. Well, Sean, what is a raptor upgrade? Well, let's see what... Well, we'll just add these all to the thing so I can see the... Okay, skybound ally. Claw. After this model suffers damage, may discard this upgrade to reduce that damage to 0. So basically, you shout the bird. Demise. You're free now. After this model is killed, summon a trained raptor with fast anywhere within 3 inches of it. And this model gains the following action: angry raptor, which is 14 range. Stat 6, defense for resist. This action ignores cover, concealment, and line of sight. Target suffers 1, 3, 4 damage, critical strike, up to maximum 2 with the rams, and onslaught. Take this action again, targeting the same model with a mask. So that allows the Offstringer with an upgrade to become what the Offstringer was in M2E, with a chance of, well, basically, you can kill the bird to save the trainer, or you can, when the trainer dies, you get a raptor, and the raptor, well, the trained raptor is a beast, and if you take Paul Crockett, get a little synergy there. Not bad whatsoever. Okay, so that is, oh, we gotta finish that. So he's got a knife, 1, 3, 4 damage with puncture, sharp whistle, enemy only. If this model does not have an attached raptor upgrade, this model may draw discard a card to attach a raptor upgrade. Oh shit. Yeah, okay. Enemy only. Okay, he's got a revolver, 2, 3, 5 damage with critical strike. And they can kick up dust as well with no triggers. And train raptors. This guy's flight, as you would figure, costs a 3. 4 defense, 3 willpower, 7 movement, size 1. Flight, when resolving, walk be, yeah, okay. Insignificant, so can't take interact actions. Talons of their Azure attacks of 1, 2, 3. They can rake the eyes. You'll choose a suit if you get a mask. Target must reveal the top 3 cards of the fate deck and discard any of those chosen suit. Place the rest back onto the deck in any order. They mutilate with a crow. When resolving, if the target is slow, it suffers plus 1 damage. Otherwise, it gains slow. Tactical actions for trained raptors are summon a corpse mark, remove a corpse marker in base contact with this model. Summon a trained raptor with slow anywhere on the table from the at least 3 inches from the enemy models. So I can't buy freaking trained raptors now. Jesus, man. Okay, so that's that. Next up, we have one of my coolest, I think he's cool, the Pathfinder. This is a cool model. He's got Frontier. He's all guild. He's 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2, costs 6. He's got home on the range, favorable terrain. He's got hunting traps. It says, after this model ends its activation, any number of friendly Clockwork Trap models may take a walk action. And he's got Trailblazer. During the start phase, this model may take the Follow My Path action. Well, what is the Follow My Path action? Well, we gotta get there, apparently. So we'll go back to where that is. Backside of his card. Oh, we'll get there. He's got Knife doing 3-4 damage. Critical Strike with a Ram for a maximum of a +2. He's got Shove Backwards with a Mask. Target a Clockwork Trap model within 2 inches of the target. A friendly Clockwork Trap model within 2 inches or of the... A friendly Clockwork Trap model within 2 inch or of the target may push 1 inch towards the target and take a melee action targeting it. This action receives a plus to its dual damage flip. It's got a Long Carbine doing 2, 4, 5 damage with armor piercing, ignoring armor with a tome, and delay with a crow, which will give you slow. He's got Set the Trap as a tactical action. Summon a Clockwork Trap anywhere within range, which would be 4. He's got Kick Up Dust with no triggers. And he's got Follow My Path. Another friendly model only moves that target up to 2 inches. So, I mean, it's cute. It's cute. I mean, it's a cute freaking group here. I'm not upset that they got it. It's different than any other guild crew that I got before. I think I'll have fun with it. It'll look nice. It'll be different. I feel good about it. It'll be painted soon, so look forward to it. I'm going to leave you with that. Just going to go over that. I'll try and do another podcast coming up soon. I don't know what the hell I'll do. Just talking about shit today. If you want to give me some questions, comments, concerns, send me SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. If you want to do like a Skype interview, you want to be in SeanHammer and talk about something, yeah, shoot me an email, man. I can do Skype with a fan or something. We can talk. We can bullcrap. Get a show in and stuff. We'll go from there. Hope you enjoyed. I have these all said and done. Maybe I'll even get a game in. Maybe this will be the crew maybe I take against my wife's crew, which she wants to play the Crossroads 7. And I'll tell you who took a significant boost from M2E, that crew. Maybe I'll cover them next. Wish me luck. I'm going to learn how to airbrush too. I still haven't done that with my Epidemus crew. I don't know. Big thing is, though, stay safe. I mean it. Keep safe. Have fun. And, yes, till next time. If you're not having fun, stop playing the game.